Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest today is RJ Gross, upland game biologist here at Game and Fish. Today we're going to be talking about the upcoming spring turkey season in North Dakota. RJ, how are the turkey numbers doing in North Dakota?
Well, for the first time since about 2008, I can say that turkeys are rebounding, at least western North Dakota. On the Badlands, during our surveys this year, biologists counted almost record production. It wasn't uncommon for them to see 10 broods of 8-plus turkeys every time they'd go out. So that's encouraging. However, in the eastern part of the state, still about the same thing. Turkey production just hasn't been there since about 2008. And you know, the eastern part of the state, it's mainly the agriculture part. A lot of the tree rows are coming out, older trees, riparian areas. Just the habitat quality isn't there anymore.
Sure. Now your turkey surveys are done at the same time as your pheasant brood.
Yep, it's all the upland roadside brood surveys. Obviously, a lot of times it doesn't go through the best turkey habitat, but turkeys are tough to survey in that regard. It's not really roads by trees and rivers where they're easy to count.
Okay, how do turkeys do in the wintertime?
They do pretty well. They're a lot tougher than a lot of my other upland birds that I manage. They flock up, go to traditional wintering habitats, wherever they can find. A lot of times it's farmsteads, thick trees, shrubs, things like that.
So far this year, the turkey should be doing good in the winter.
Yeah, much better than last year. Knock on wood, we have a good winter so far, and hopefully they can pull through.
What kind of habitat do turkeys need?
Now, obviously, they need the trees for roosting and for roosting cover. Also, they breed in grass. They need some grass, like those riparian corridors. Need foot tall grass at least, shrubbery cover that's usually where they nest, protect the broods, things like that.
So some parts of the state have better habitat than other parts.
Yep. Like I said, in western North Dakota in the Badlands, people would think there's not as many trees, but there are some, and there's still that good shrub cover, good amount of grass out there with natural grasslands, everything like that. And, like I already touched on, eastern North Dakota, just, a lot of ag conversion, a lot of CRPs going away, things like that. Even turkeys use CRP. Traditionally, most of our turkeys have always been out in the western part of the state. Like you said, it's just more the traditional habitat. And eastern was always kind of the marginal habitat. In good years, that's where the marginal habitat turkeys were out there. Now, since 2008, we've seen the slight decline. Turkey numbers are just, you don't see very many out there anymore.
How many licenses are we giving out this year?
It's only 30 less than last year. It's right around 5,600. Basically, what I did, I switched or moved the tags from the eastern part out to the west. So it's not a big decline. And that's in mainly response to turkeys being up in the Badlands. And also the opportunity. There's more turkeys. Need to put more licenses out there.
RJ, there still is one unit in North Dakota, in the southwest part of the state, that's still closed.
Yep, Unit 21 still closed. That's just in response to low turkey numbers, and it's just not really turkey habitat. We still monitor down there, and we're hopeful that turkeys are, since they're rebounding out in west, that in the coming years we'll be able to open that once again.
Okay, how's the spring turkey season different from the fall turkey season?
It's different. So the spring is a male or bearded turkey season. And I say that because a hen can have a beard. It's showing up to 10% of the population can. And also males can, their beard, they can have damage to it, beard rot, things like that, so they might not display their beard. So it's male or bearded turkey. And it's a recreational season, which is different than the fall. The fall is the population control season where you can shoot a hen or a tom, no beard restriction, things like that.
Okay. Couple things hunters can do if they're lucky enough to harvest, or even if they don't harvest, is fill out the turkey survey,
yep,
turkey hunter survey, and then wing envelopes.
Yep. At the end of the season, a portion of people will receive a hunter survey, and need to fill that out. That's how I determine hunter success, days of field, things like that. And then also for the feathers, we need just a couple, pluck them from basically the middle of the bird, right along the breastbone, just three or four, and then the first outside three wingtips. Put those in a little envelope that comes with your tag and send those back to me. And you have to remember to put the county that you harvested, the unit that you harvested in, and the date that you harvest. Without those, I can't really use it because I can't go back age, things like that.
What can hunters expect when the season starts?
I think, you know, as long as you put your time in scouting, finding where these turkeys are roosting, where they're feeding, things like that, you should have a really good chance to be successful. I mean, especially in Western North Dakota, just from our surveys and wardens, staff that I talk to, they say there's turkeys all over the place out in the Badlands. So if you're lucky enough to draw a tag, you should have a real good chance of success.
When is the application deadline for spring turkey season?
February 14th. So you got some time yet, but get those online applications in before February 14th.
So hunters should have a good spring turkey season.
I would think so.
Yeah. A lot of good information, RJ. Thank you.
Thank you.
One big change for the spring turkey application period this year is that all applications must now be submitted electronically, either through the Game and Fish Department website at gf.nd.gov or through the toll-free licensing number at 800-406-6409. Paper applications will not be available at licensed vendors, as has been the case in seasons past. This applies for both lottery license applicants and gratis license applicants. Landowners who have applied for gratis licenses before should already have their land description information in the Game and Fish system, but this year they will need to go in and add acreage numbers in their various tracts of land. And just to start preparing people for the moose, elk, and bighorn sheep and deer license applications, those will be all electronic as well, as the Game and Fish is basically going away from paper forms for all lottery applications. Once again, the spring turkey license application deadline is February 14th. For Upland Game Biologist RJ Gross and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.